105.7 KOZC, Reno's Classic Rock. It's me, Max Volume, but we're here talking to our friend Doug Marsh. Doug has just written a book called Never Sold Out. It's all about the seedy underworld of ticket sales and concert shows and how nothing is ever sold out if you know the right guy. Hey, Doug.
How's it going, Max?
So it's fun reading the book is that, you know, we're both about the same age and went to go see the shows at the same time. And you start off talking about going to a Van Halen show with your buddies and your band.
Yeah, it's the 1984 at the Fabulous Forum back then.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I ever paid for a ticket over the price because my buddy got the ticket. He broke up with his girlfriend, and he decided to make some money on it, which I thought really sucked at the time. And little did I know that later on that would be a precursor to what would become my life.
Yeah. Well, now you've done many things in your life, but having dabbled into the world of, you tell a story about meeting this guy, Carlo, and now you guys lived out in the Inland Empire area, right? Out in Southern California?
Yeah, Yucaipa, California, which is just like in between San Bernardino and Palm Springs.
Yeah, kind of on the way to Coachella. And there's dates and stuff that you can buy on a roadside stand. But Carlo had a record store. Now, tell us about that one.
Yeah, it's just, you know, those record stores, which unfortunately there's not a ton of. I know you've got some great ones up in Reno, like Recycled Records and things like that. But just a place you could go hang out, talk about music, and get the music experience. And that's how I met him. Was he worked in a record store. I was a computer geek, so I did some work for him. And I just, as you know, Max, I mean, you and I share the same love of music, a lot of the same bands.
Yep.
And it's just that environment that is now, you know, kind of missing from the world.
Well, now, one thing you brought up is Carlo talks about how selling tickets were important and necessary to make a profit and survive because records and tapes and CDs, not a lot of profit to be made. And that's sad. I really didn't know that the profit margin was so low.
Yeah, it was really low. You actually made more from a store selling used CDs and records than new ones because, you know, you could mark it up two times or maybe even three times what you bought it for. But
right.
The margins were so low on new ones that he had to originally started selling T-shirts and things like that. But he started dabbling in the secondary ticket market, which back in the day, you know, there was no StubHub. It wasn't computerized
right.
like it is today.
Right,
it
right.
was all people coming in and, you know, just buying Van Halen or Foghat tickets at a slightly higher price because we'd go out and stand in lines to get those tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as you were talking about the record stores, the cool ones did make a little money on the side on tapestries, posters, band merch. But I think one of the biggest markup items for profit was the bongs and the smoking accessories, which, you know,
yes.
Now Nevada being a pot state where we have the recreational marijuana, the cannabis, you know, that was a big markup item back then. But I can remember a lot of the record stores had a little separate room where they would put, like, tobacco products around, like, as if, you know, you were going to smoke some Bork and Riff through this bong. But that's the way they kind of marketed it. But that's how they survived, aside from ticket sales.
It was too bad. Yucaipa was really kind of a very uptight right-wing town back in the day, and
yeah.
So Carlo did not have any of that. He'd have to go a little farther towards L.A., or even San Bernardino would be more of that, but Yucaipa was pretty straight-laced, so they wouldn't allow that, I think, for zoning in the city fathers.
Now, you talked about it in your book. Now, we're talking to Doug Marsh. He's got a new book called Never Sold Out. It's available on Amazon, either in paperback or for your Kindle, and we were just talking about, you know, there's a lot of things that are really cool about having a Kindle, having it downloaded, having it sent right to your phone, getting the book on Amazon in a hardback. You know, maybe you're a collector and stuff, and you want to open up to that page where he tells the story. But one of them, you were talking about some of the shady brick-and-mortar establishments that you went to buy tickets from.
Yeah, that is, you remember, it was all about standing in line, or then they started doing wristbands. But we learned later, or we learned that a lot of times they'd be pulling tickets for themselves, setting them aside,
yeah.
and then, you know, selling you some too. So they would be
right.
ensuring that they got the best seats, and you didn't always get that. And it's quite eye-opening. That's what the book if you ever stood in line for tickets or ever had to buy from a secondary market and you wondered how they got those tickets, this book kind of explains it, and you can see why, you know, things aren't always as they appear, or no concert is ever just sold out.
Well, and that's one of the things I do with the website, and you do with your websites, is make sure that people can find about the show, find some information about the show, and have the direct link to the promoter or the venue itself where you're going to get pay the best price, the most decent price. However, for someone that looks to buy tickets and wants to go to shows, I think with the book, there's just raises the eyebrow and puts the under the microscope the culture of where the tickets are and how to get them. And so I think it's really important for anybody who likes to go see shows to read this book, Never Sold Out, available on Amazon and Kindle. Right now you can pick up this book, and it's not a big 800 pager. It's a quick read, and there's some great stories in there about different shows and things and all the trials and tribulations of making people happy, getting them tickets.
Yeah, I call it a bathroom book. You know, read a chapter or two a day.
Yeah.
It's a quick read. You'll learn about how we met a guy named The Mole, how there was gunplay involved, how I thought Brass Knuckles might help me. They didn't. And, you know, just a lot of great music.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Doug Marsh, and look for the book on Amazon, Never Sold Out, and all about the steamy underworld of ticket sales and how to get tickets to that favorite show of yours. Doug, always a pleasure to talk, and you know, I should also note that Doug's a huge Oakland Raiders fan, and living in Las Vegas, did you ever think the team would come to you? Wait a minute, let's move to Doug's town.
I never did, and I must admit, having known or still knowing a lot of Oakland Raider fans, it makes me sad in a lot of ways because I hate to see them lose the team for a second time.
Yeah.
But you know what? We welcome all Raider fans down here. Come on down. We'll have big parties every Sunday.
Have you been out looking at the stadium where they're building on the site? How's things going with that?
It's moving along amazingly fast, and it is so close to the freeway. Anybody familiar with Vegas just knows it's right off the 15. I mean, you could throw a pebble from the freeway, the 15, to it, so it's going to be really close to the freeway. I'm just concerned about the parking around it, but that seems to be the only concern right now. We'll see what they do, because as you know, Max, half the fun of going to any football game is tailgating.
Yeah, well, also, the biggest stressor is parking. We got to park.
Exactly.
Yeah, tailgating's good, and parking's another thing. We got to find a parking spot. Leave it 4 in the morning. All right,
well,
Doug.
I'll tell you what. You can park at my house, and we'll walk to the game together.
The book is called Never Sold Out, available on Amazon. And for those of you that like to go to see shows and buy tickets, it's a must read. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you, Max.